you're cordially invited to heaven. RSVP. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, president of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 355, titled, You're Cordially Invited to Heaven, RSVP. I'm here to remind you, beloved, of what the Bible says very clearly, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. Dear friend, you are cordially invited to join the family of God. You are cordially invited to be with God in heaven throughout eternity and to enjoy all its benefits for now and eternity. RSVP. RSVP means please respond so that we can make sure your place is reserved. Did you know that God has already sent a special invitation to you? He doesn't require that you dress up to approach him or turn over a new leaf to impress him. You can come just as you are. He will clean you up. Yet this is the most important invitation you will ever receive. The Bible gives God's open invitation in Isaiah 55:6. Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. In Matthew 11:28, Jesus himself invites you, saying, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Dear friend, are you afraid to come to him? Fearful that you won't measure up? The truth is, he already knows each of us inside and out. Our strengths, our potential, our fears, and our weaknesses, and even our failures. He also knows all the things that we would like to hide from him and from the rest of the world. Yet God, who is totally pure and holy and who hates our sins, still loves us. He wants us to return in belief to him, from darkness to light, that we may receive forgiveness of sins. Jesus Christ said in John 8:12 in the Holy Bible, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life. To make forgiveness possible while still meeting the demands of justice, God's perfect Son, Jesus Christ, died in our place. We no longer have to suffer the punishment we deserve for our sins. Instead, Jesus promises in St. John 5:24 in the Holy Bible that he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life, from sin's darkness to God's eternal light. Beloved, God invites you to enjoy new life in his family, beginning the moment you trust him as your Savior. The Bible says in John 1:12, "But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name." Will you receive him into your life now, or will you risk missing all he offers you for eternity? God is inviting you. How will you respond? Dear friend, if you are willing to respond in the affirmative, if you, dear friend, are willing to respond positively, then believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he suffered, he bled, and he died on the cross for your sins. Pardon me. And all you have to do right now is trust in him, and with all of your heart, so that you can go to heaven when you die. The invitation is solid. The invitation is sure. The invitation remains. So please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer, believing in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, and that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again. Follow me in prayer, phrase by phrase, and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I thank you for the invitation to come to heaven to be with you. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your name I pray. Lord Jesus, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior, visit gospellightsociety.com. and read my article titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. This gospel pamphlet the gospel pamphlet this podcast is based on is written by Ted Griffin and published by Crossway, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract or pamphlet online at crossway.org. And when you order these tracts, make sure you pass them out. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.